Good morning and happy Saturday to you. I'm Tanisha Shade, your host on Prevena Healthy Living, and we've got someone, a very special guest today, someone I'm sure you all will recognize. Gretchen Wesner is with us today. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So we are here to talk about the festival, and we have been busy all week, well, all month, all year, actually. And Gretchen's going to run down some things for us that you can expect to see starting today, actually. The festival gets underway today, so what can folks, well, first of all, what time can people get in there?
Well, today we open at 9, and we'll be open till 9 p.m. tonight. And Saturday is the kickoff day, just like it always has been. And, you know, we're going 8 days this year, 8 days of Festival of Trees, so we've got a lot of new exciting things happening. One traditional thing that people like a lot is on Sunday, tomorrow, and the 13th, is Family Day. So children, veterans, and military personnel are admitted free. You know, we like to do that because it always falls right around Veterans Day. And we'll be open noon to 8. And it's also Pickle Day. You look for the hidden pickles in the trees, and you can, and I just, it makes me laugh to say Pickle Day every time. So that's going on as well. And then, you know, we've got stuff going on all week long. We have a lot of special events, all of which are just about sold out, though. So that's terrific. You know, we're going to have the seniors area like we always do up on the upper level there. And we have a new vendor for the Holiday Cafe this year. Great stage entertainment, just all kinds of things.
And with those extra days that we added, what are some of the new things that folks can look forward to?
Well, one thing we're really excited about is that the Night of Lights Parade that happens downtown every year, that's on Thursday, the 17th. And normally, you know, we close on Wednesday, but this is a great opportunity to hook up with them and do something with downtown Danville. And so after the parade, you can follow all the floats and see the winning floats down at the arena. We're going to have an ice carver there that's going to have a demonstration with a chainsaw. It'll be really cool. And everybody can get in free between 5 and 9 that evening as part of the festivities surrounding the parade. So that's really exciting.
And we've got a team spirit tie going into this too, as well with the Vikings. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes, if any of you are going to the Vikings game today, you can get a stub when you get there that will entitle you free admission into the festival after the game. So we want to make sure everybody gets to go enjoy the game and then know that there's still time to come to the Festival of Trees after.
And you've been down there watching them put this thing together all week. You know, if you had to explain to folks what goes into this, what goes into making that arena such a beautiful holiday scene, what would you say?
It's really almost indescribable till you're a part of it, but there are people that take time off work, people that volunteer their time, that plan things either all year long or like us for several months, you know, we've been working on stuff. But just to see people down there every single evening or every day building, you know, building a gift shop, painting stuff, fluffing trees, we like to call it, setting up for all the special areas, the special events, people donating raffle baskets all year long. I mean, it's just amazing to see the amount of support that we have from community volunteers, because it takes a lot of people to make this thing happen, especially when it gets getting bigger and bigger every year.
And again, let's just talk about why we have the festival, what this supports, and what this means to the community.
Well, the Festival of Trees, the money that is raised goes towards our outreach programs. I Sing the Body Electric, Faith in Action, Halo Project, Young Women Aware, Young Men Aware. These programs that give back to our community, this is how we fund those, is through this money. So one thing that we really like is the whole circle of life aspect, that your money comes from the community, is donated through your ticket sales, through your special events, through the basket raffles, like all of the money that comes in eventually goes back out into the community through these programs that our foundation does.
Wonderful. And folks, this just kind of kicks off the holiday season, and it's a staple here in Danville. This is our Crystal Anniversary 15th year. And Gretchen, one more time before we close out, tell folks what days they can get in there and just experience this year's Home for the Holidays Festival of Trees.
It's today through next Saturday, so the 12th through the 19th. And next Saturday, our second Saturday, is the Children's Day Extravaganza, and all kids are free. And we're going to have a lot of fun free activities, too, so bring the kids, bring the grandkids.
Gretchen, thank you so much for being here. And folks, I hope you guys get a chance to at least take in the festival once, twice, maybe three times this week. It really is a great event, and it does help the community. So we'll hope to see you there. And that's it for Prevena Healthy Living for this week. I'm your host, Tanisha Shade.